it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Department of Justice has announced charges against 13 Chinese nationals in three separate cases involving allegations of spying and influence campaigns.
Two of these intelligence officers sought to recruit a U.S. double agent in order to damage the prosecution of the tech company Huawei.
Bloomberg's Bob Van Voorhis is on our newsline. Bob, good to talk with you. Tell us about this plot involving Huawei.
Well, the Justice Department charged two agents, allegedly, of the People's Republic of China with trying to get information, intelligence, on a prosecution that was brought in 2019 against Huawei, the Chinese tech giant. The charges were that Huawei was stealing technology, was stealing trade secrets, and violating U.S. sanctions against Iran. This has been a continual irritant in U.S.-Chinese relations, and apparently these two agents were trying to get information on trial strategy, potential witnesses, evidence against the company, and also whether additional executives at Huawei were going to be charged. They allegedly paid $61,000 in Bitcoin to somebody who worked for the U.S. government. They thought this person was providing them the information that they wanted. Instead, the person was working for the FBI and passing along all of the information to the FBI, to agents.
And there were other incidents besides this Huawei case?
That's right. There was another case in which Chinese were charged with trying to recruit people to spy for them here in the United States. In another case, there was charges that that Chinese agents were trying to harass, spy on, follow people who were alleged fugitives from China and living here in the United States to try to force them to repatriate themselves to China. This is part of an effort that has been called Operation Fox Hunt, by which agents of China are trying to force people to go back to the country.
Bob, quickly before we let you go, what will this lead to? Might there be sanctions against China?
Well, it's as I say, this has been going on. This has actually been going on since 2019, the Huawei case, and there have been a number of prosecutions related to the Operation Fox Hunt. These are just three cases that have been brought together and announced today by the Department of Justice, possibly to make news in advance of the midterms. But the Justice Department will continue to pursue these.
Bob, thank you. That is Bob Van Voorhis at Bloomberg.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.